Cause of Causes heads a field of 29 runners for Monday's Boyle Sports Irish Grand National, and the 8-year-old is one of 8 runners in the race for Gold Cup winning trainer Gordon Elliott, who bids to win the race for the first time. Mala Beach is one of those 8 runners, and he has developed into a very capable handicap chaser this season, and he ran a fine race, went second to My Murphy in the Thaestes Chase, and he was unlucky to fall at the second last when in command in the Bobby Joe Chase. Mala Beach is owned by local businessman Chris Jones, who is also represented by Giroux and future Amic, but it is Mala Beach who probably gives him his best chance of success in the race.
He certainly deserves his chance. He was very unfortunate the last day. I think he was going to be banged there. Rarely runs a bad race. If you look back through his form with us, he's never really been out of the shake-up, you know. So he is ground dependent though, and that I suppose is the only concern when you're waiting for an Irish National. But certainly we feel the trip would suit him, and bar the last day, he usually likes that track. So it's local to us, so it'd be great to have one there with the chance. We live 5 miles down the road, and I remember we always went with the picnics and my parents would be there, and yeah, it's a special day, so hopefully he'll be there and we might have another couple in it as well, which would be great. He's been with us to Cheltenham on 2 occasions, never run because of ground, but I suppose if you look at his race and his run in the Thaestes, he was very good. Probably a shade unlucky on the day. It was his first run in a serious handicap, and he finished second to My Murphy, which was a great run. We were thrilled with that.
Last year's winner, Thunder and Roses, is one of 3 runners in the race for trainer Sandra Hughes, who'll fit the 8-year-old in new headgear in a bid to record back-to-back victories in Monday's contest.
He is quirky. He has a mind of its own. So Brian Cooper rode him in Fairy House in the Bobby Joe, and he said he was pricking his ears and ducking out of the crowd coming up the straight after going 3 mile. So he'll be wearing headgear, blinkers, for the first time on Monday. We worked him this morning with him, and it seemed to make a huge difference. So if he can concentrate for the 3 mile and jump well, he'll be thereabouts now, because he's in very good form.
Noel Mead saddles the improving mare Bonnie Kate, who comes here on the back of a Grade 2 Mare's Chase victory at Limerick. And even though this is a big ask, he is willing to let her take her place in the race.
I suppose it's a bit of a gamble, really, but she stays very well. She won a national trial and punches on over 3.5. It just gives her that extra little bit of time because of the distance of it, and she stays so well. She's been good, and she's been very lucky so far. She's only had 5 runs over fences, so it is a bit much of an ask, really. But we felt that it was her chance to go for a race like this, and we've had it in our minds for quite some time, so we're looking forward to it with her.
My Murphy represents Robbie Power and Liam Burke, and Power is hoping for plenty of rain for this year's Thaestes Chase winner, who was 7th in the Irish Grand National last year.
I'd like to see the rain come again for him. We decided this year after the Thaestes to not have him give another run and go straight to the Irish National. I mean, hopefully if the ground is on the slow side, he goes out with a live chance.
Johnny Burke takes the ride on the Jim Draper trained Venetian Demai, and the 7-year-old, who has won 2 of his 4 starts over fences, is a live contender after an all-the-way success in the Leinster National at Naas.
Yeah, very good Naas. Obviously, it's a very good race to win with a hint towards the Irish National. Although he is a novice, he was very impressive winning that race. Jim Draper was 3rd in the race last year with Sizing Cole, and it was only his 4th run over fences. So this set has the same kind of a profile, albeit he's probably a little bit classier than Sizing Cole. He's a lovely moving horse, and the depths of winter, he just can't get out of it. So I think the drying ground will probably bring out the best in him.
So the Boyle Sports Irish Grand National should provide another exciting contest, and the 3-day Easter Festival at Fairy House gets underway on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.